I went to the woods, or don't let broken schools frighten you. Don't give up on knowledge and wisdom. Don't let fake schools get to you or derail you. The cure to broken schools is self-education. Always was. This can sweetly begin with modern narrated books that are thought of as priceless by all the world's wisest intellectuals. It is hard to talk about fixing things, because that is usually where all the fruitcakes hang out. But if your aim is self-empowerment and intellectual independence by means of powerful lifelong self-education, then I think it's okay. We can somewhat see that schools do not seem to care about lifelong results. Institutions may not be able to care about issues that led to their creation. Perhaps for as long as everyone is stuck in poverty, all aims will be misaligned. Without a well-educated world, there is little room for conversation about powerful universal income and global exit from poverty. And although aims may misalign, and perhaps it may be impossible to learn in face of poverty due to stress and fear, there are always exceptions, and thus those who will lead the change. And here, the exceptional individuals that emerge from self-education are likely humanity's fastest and best path towards building real schools that provide real and lifelong results. Today, what students seem to be doing is entrusting their minds to the two groups of people that failed to address poverty and brought the world to the brink of a nuclear war. Again. Teachers and politicians who are only as equipped to handle reality as the schools that they have attended. If those schools were broken or ineffective, then so is their impression of the world. Look at the damage that has been done already. Schools attempt to teach by punishing with bad grades or by holding people back. But stress largely prevents learning, as true learning calls for joy. And punishment can only force students into desperate memorization. Students have been tricked so bad that it sounds unbelievable when we think of the truth, that all minds are genius minds, that every mind is as capable as those of great philosophers, artists, hackers, and scientists. Perhaps it is as simple as the idea that schools would have a very difficult time making money if all the students realized that teachers just slow them down. If you are being slowly convinced that your grade is a measure of your intelligence, and that blind obedience is the cure for this ailment, then find a better teacher or a better school, because that is not how real education works. Education is meant to be a happy adventure through all your most beautiful curiosities. If you can't get to real and effective education, then accept the responsibility for authentic and powerful self-education. Real self-education starts with books that are held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals, and the understanding that you cannot learn, what you are not yet curious about. Start in the beginning with whatever curiosity is calling to you the most, and start with knowing that you are a genius, that you are a royalty, and the hope and dream of a better future. Your intelligence has no limit. It never did. And the world is yours to explore. The only key you need is the knowledge that to grow up means to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Afterward. If you have no idea where to start, then surround yourself with narrated books. Start with the top sellers in non-fiction and science category, and perhaps take to adventure, like camping maybe. And then begin learning digital painting with Krita. Especially make use of the reference images tool. It is how the most powerful artists do it. And when you need a break, take to 3D modeling and printing with Blender, and or programming with modern JavaScript. Even though the banks have already bet on you, no career path is perfect, nor is it ever fully guaranteed. But art, design, industrial design, and software development are all very sturdy bets, especially if you take to self-education. Do not forget that a student loan is a special kind of loan. If you fail to pay it off, it will be extracted from your paycheck by force. These loans are not forgivable by bankruptcy. The banks have bet on both, your failure and your success. And in your failure, they will take the money when you need it the most. You must ensure that your education is meaningful, powerful, authentic, and real. Humanity must advance past the state of global poverty that holds us all hostage and often leads to war. Meaningful self-education that leads to the creation of more powerful schools that deliver real results and all around the globe is our finest way forward.